We have a dry pattern emerging as we close out May and head into June. That's what Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has to say in his planting weather forecast presented by Beacon Credit Union.
Hello, this is Grant Hackman, ag lender at Beacon Credit Union, wishing all farmers a safe and successful growing season. Let Beacon serve you with your next real estate, equipment, or operating loan.
For the weekend, Martin is calling for mostly dry conditions across the state with good evaporation rates.
The only place of moisture that we have to watch closely is going to be in southwest Indiana Sunday morning and midday early afternoon, where we could pick up another quarter to three quarters of an inch.
He says Memorial Day Monday will be sunny, dry, and pleasant all across Indiana. And Tuesday through Saturday maintains that dry pattern.
We don't necessarily have high pressure sitting right on top of the Hoosier State, but we're not seeing any significant flow in from the west or southwest that brings additional moisture. That means outside of any heat-based pop-up activity, which can happen, I don't think we're looking at anything well organized. Good evaporation, good drying next week. Doesn't matter whether you got 2.5 inches of rain this past week or only 3/4 of an inch. Conditions are going to be good to get back into the field here this week.
As we put May in the books and move into June, the dry pattern continues. Martin says heat will be an increasing factor.
But I don't think it really plays into a large-scale batch of thunderstorm development for either the first or second. Watching a strong frontal boundary get going to the west, likely the third into the fourth, that could be our next well-organized round of moisture that can bring anywhere from 1/4 to 1.5 inches of rain. But I'm thinking it's going to be delayed and it may not end up getting here until closer to the fourth or fifth. So let's pay attention to that. Delays mean we slip farther into some concerns about needing that next rain.
Martin's full Indiana farm forecast can be found at HoosierAgToday.com or in the Hat mobile app.